You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. Nice edit right there, boys. Look, NFL trade deadline. Right now, that's it. No more. We get any big trades? Of course, we'll update you. But the Lions got arguably the most impactful one of the day. You're the only NFC team who really got better. I think you're winning the Super Bowl. You want to hear more of it, Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll get back to it at 5. We are going to get some college football. But David, 2 minutes in a four-hour show. I am obsessed with this story. Like, during commercial breaks, I try to read newspapers. I try to read some articles. I can't get enough of these trigger spaces for college students.
I thought it was a story I told.
It's unbelievable. You got to listen to this. This is unbelievable to me. But what are we doing to the youth of this country? So we were talking about how Georgetown has set up if you're upset about the election, we have special little, napping pods for you. This is Georgetown. This is an elite university. University of Puget Sound. Pupils are given option for seeking refuge, not only on election day, but all week long. Quote, students can pop into the campus lobby and enjoy some cupcakes on their way to the campus rotunda to let their minds wander in a walkable labyrinth featuring calming lighting and music. And those who still don't feel like they've received their adequate piece can partake in relaxing arts and crafts. Oh, my dear effing God. For students who haven't shaken off the election day willies by Thursday, the school's offering a post-election processing space where students can create collages and journal using self-care writing prompts. I swear to God, if I ran a business, I would find out every person who visited one of these and I'd never hire them. You are incapable of being an adult.
It's a lot better than my story, so you win.
What's your story?
What I share with
No. Mine is at least lighthearted.
You know what? Listen tomorrow for Heather in the News. You'll hear the
story. It'll be there. David, serious question. As a parent, when you hear stuff like this, what happens in... Now, how old's your oldest?
My oldest is 14.
That's the bad seed.
He's not bad.
He's Stop the bad it. One, right?
Mm-hmm. Stop right,
so
it.
4 or 5 years from now, he will be in college. Take me through this as a parent. I look at it as an uncle. If my niece or nephew needed a election processing space, Uncle Mike would laugh in their face.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And that, maybe I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Little Paul Sorvino.
Yeah. Little meatball. I love that little guy. He's a good kid, man.
I get it.
Little meatball. The meats.
Mental health and your mental space and your mental... It's a real thing, but for the election, you need a space to separate your... No. It's not affecting your go
a
back to school.
Rotunda.
No.
What should they give Giant fans at MetLife?
But what kind of cupcakes?
I mean, what are you doing?
What kind?
It's buttercream.
I mean, like, Kenny, you didn't graduate from school that long ago. It's not, Kenny, think about this. What when you hear this, can you imagine your time at OU? Honestly, oh my God, the election. It says, oh my God, I need a processing space.
Honestly, with the way that school was going in the direction of some of the curriculum, I could actually picture that. That's not unfeasible to me to see that happening. Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of these at other schools. Why? This is just the beginning of this.
Why?
I don't know. This isn't me that needs these.
What should LCA offer for Piston fans who are emotionally bereft after 15 years of no playoff win?
Hey, we've won some games this year, man.
We just beat LeBron.
It's a good win for them.
It was. I was waiting for the collapse. I'm not a bad person. It was fourth quarter, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. How about this one?
Uh-oh.
New York City private, you know, this is a very expensive school if you look this up. The Ethical Culture Fieldstein School in Manhattan. They're allowing any students who become emotionally distressed over the election to skip school Wednesday. Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You got to still live life, man.
No, I mean, but a lot of people are spending a lot of money into the mental health, so that's where they're going with
this.
But
I get that, but for the election, you still got to live life. You still got to do things.
You need to take a 20-second time
out. So do you not go to the grocery store? You're just not going to eat anymore?
Boy, I can really feel I may be bothered. I can't do radio tomorrow. Welcome to real life. Get out of bed and go to work.
I had to watch Campy for 4 years. I deserve one of those damn things.
Okay, you know what? You don't get to complain. You saw Kentucky victory.
Yeah, about 10 years too late.
Kenny actually got a Jack Golke tattoo. No, I wonder what parents out there think when they hear or read things like this. And it's like, wait, so if I'm a good parent, am I going to be vilified now for instilling a level of maturity in my child? The ability to deal with adversity? I mean, look, it's a perfect bridge to what we're going to talk about with college football. We just talked earlier about Jermaine Burton with the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. These kids aren't even coached anymore. They're coddled. So now you're seeing it in the college landscape. The minute things don't go right, think about the fact, and this is not anti-Rico. I am saying he's right. It's disgusting he's right. Oh, well, if Team B loses, business decisions are going to get made.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, so you just hoe out your teammates? Mm-hmm. You just hoe out the place that paid you? Just not going to play the rest of November because, things didn't go my way? Mm-hmm. Like, how does the NFL even process it? I'd look at a kid who opted out because their team lost a couple of games, and I'd be like, I don't want you.
It's amazing where it's evolved from where you left a bowl game because you're preparing for the NFL draft to now, oh, I'm sorry, our season's done. 4 weeks left, I'm out.
You talk about Ole Miss. If Ole Miss loses, okay, they lose this weekend to Georgia. And they have opt-outs from their high profile. And again, that's a team built in the portal. That means they're skipping out on the last month of the season and their keynote rivalry game, the Egg Bowl, which is a big-time rivalry against Mississippi State. And then you sit there, and it's like the same fans that are paying these idiot salaries for these kids. And then those kids opt out because what? You didn't get to have it your way? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm not yelling at you, I'm yelling at the situation.
I understand. It still boils down to, I really wish before all of this happened that the rules and the guidelines were put in place first. And then you would know, okay, you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do this. Because it comes across as, well, you don't want people to make money. I absolutely do. But you got to do it the right way. You have to be able to say, okay, if you're going to get paid like a job, then you have to do your job. You can't just say, I'm out. And if you do, you forfeit the remainder of the money if you opt out of the season. That to me seems fair. Instead of, well, I'm going to quit after 6 weeks because we are no longer any good, but pay me my entire salary.
I'm sorry. Last one, and then I'll move on.
I can't get enough.
In the suites that'll be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, students will be treated to goodies that wouldn't be out of place at a birthday party, including a Lego station, coloring books, and even milk and cookies. These are college students. You're old enough to go to war.
But if you notice the theme, Mike, it's going back to childhood, because in your childhood, for a lot of these students, you experienced no adversity. Mommy and daddy took care of everything for you. You always won. You always got a trophy. Everything was awesome.
It's weak.
David, but I mean, think about all the food that they're saying, hey, go back to kinder times when you were a child and things look, here's some cupcakes and some milk and cookies.
Go back to the most peaceful time in your life when you laid in your onesie and bleeped yourself. Maybe perhaps the school will come and change you.
You know what?
And wipe your boo-boo.
Keep reading. There's probably a school doing
honestly,
that.
I'm sorry. To everyone in Metro Detroit, I deeply apologize.
The University of Vermont is offering onesies.
Right, and a diaper. Hey, want to bleep yourself in a lecture you find boring? No problem. The teacher's aide will be right over. Good God, man. We are seriously heading for idiocracy. That's insane. And if I were a parent, I'd be insulted. I also would probably be viewed as a Viking.
No.
I would never.
Okay, no. The second part is true. You would be that guy. Because all the parents are not insulted, Mike. They created these monsters. Parents did this. Kids didn't know any better. The parents did this by saying, everything's under, I'll take care of it. Hey, Dave, not you, David, but
David is being very quiet because there's one of these stress suites at Greater Life.
No, it's
not. Did you not enjoy Corinthians?
No. There's a plate of stress brownies. Cubicle we have back there.
I know you're not saying me, but it upsets me that my kid is in high school and he goes to school with these soft individuals that are like this.
Because David, growing up, if I got in trouble, it wasn't if my father had to come to school.
Thank you.
He immediately would look at the teacher and the principal. What did my child do? Nowadays, it's, what did you do to my child? Did you trigger them? You know, did you say the safe word? And did you make them feel comfortable? Man, my old man had to leave work? Please.
Do I?
I would beg. I will clean every room. I will do whatever.
I'd be better off.
Do not make this phone call.
I would be better off faking my own death.
Yes!
Than going home.
Yes.
And there was no my side of the story.
Nope.
But from the teachers in my life, I could share stories. Your head would explode. I won't do that now. But I know my teachers that are out there listening in our audience, they're nodding in agreement.
Bruh.
But you and I were raised the same way. Oh, if mom and dad got involved? Oh, this wasn't a court of law. There was no objection. And it would be immediately overruled. I was dead.
Well, I don't know about you, Mike. In grade school, principal's office, there was a paddle on the wall. Let's just say it wasn't there for decoration. Pretty much. You could plead your case, and at the end of every case was always, all right, you get three.
Every case was North Korea.
Right.
You were still going to get killed by artillery.
Right. You get three. Come on.
All right. That's all. I'm sorry in a four-hour show.
I found out what old man strength was.
It's a great note. It's a great note, man. That's why BYU wins. Yeah. All 30 with a mortgage.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.